Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trade you. There's the same standard isn't held for that organization.
I will agree with LeBron to this extent. The NBA has bigger issues than worrying about guys asking for trades.
Indeed.
And the tanking issue is the number one issue that they need to take care of. And then they can worry about guys asking for trades after that. So yes. I would agree with that. But we regress. Because this hour has been reserved
for
an all-star. We are very happy to welcome into the studio. Do you want to welcome him in so you can say hello?
Let me welcome him in.
Because last time I put Gio Gonzalez on and you didn't say hello, he wasn't happy.
I got in trouble, right?
Yeah, you got in trouble.
San Diego's finest, Adam Jones, joins us live here at the
Intercom
Studios. Adam, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful back in San Diego. Family's good. Everybody's good, so I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
You would
good.
Look so good in one of those Padre uniforms. I got to tell you, as a hometown guy, you know, we're trying to recruit. We called AJ Preller today and, you know, we were going to invite him over and said, we're going to have a captive audience. Maybe you guys can work something out. I am just joking, obviously, but you want to sign, I'm assuming, soon, somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of my family members, obviously, from the Southern California area, mainly San Diego, are asking me many questions about what team, and would I like to come back home, play for here, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just asking them now. I think like everybody, we just want momentum to start going, and guys just want jobs.
Let's talk about that, because last two off season, we had Gio Gonzalez on earlier today.
He had a great year last year too.
What's going on? It seems as though you turn the age of the big 3-0,
right?
And all of a sudden, teams don't believe you have much traction left as far as your career is concerned. Why has it been so slow the last 2 years?
I can't answer that question, but I know that, I mean, obviously with the new technology and the new analytical side of the game, they're saying that as you get older, you are losing everything.
I'm telling you.
Naming specific things, but I always recall, and I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he was saying that, you know, when we came in, 30, 33, 35 was still...
You were in your prime.
You got years left.
Yeah.
And I get there's an increase in velocity, and there's with the increase in velocity is an increase of off-speed pitches also. So it's kind of hard to hit in today's game. As you've seen last year, there was more strikeouts than hits in the first time, I believe, in history of the game.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get off into that, but as I look at your dad... swing in the background. I know he wasn't lifting, but
launch angle. Is what you're referring to.
I know he
angle.
Was not doing that.
I want to stay on that though, because you said it. Guys aren't seemingly getting deals that they feel like they deserve. The analytics plays a big part in that.
100%, and it's part of the evolution, but. Some of us, it feels like sometimes we're getting treated like football players. Like we're 30, 33. I know
like broken down.
A lot of our football friends, they retire at 30, 33 because, I mean, they've been beat, but we play baseball.
Right.
Fortunately, it don't hurt us that bad.
Well, you curled.
But it don't hurt that bad, you know? So I believe we got years, but I get it. And, you know, with the boom of prospects, the boom of, you know, of the international signings and all that. I completely understand business side of it too. As we got older, we've understood what really goes on, especially with the transactions. But there's a lot of skin out there right now in Major League Baseball with players. And I can't even name the ones off the top of my head, but I know a lot of them are staying in shape and eager to sign and
There's an all-star team of players out there. Let's be honest. I mean, you could just take all the free agents right now, and you could win. You could get into the playoffs for sure,
easily.
And you contend for the World Series. I mean, first of all, you get Bryce Harper, Manny Machado to start your team, and then you get Adam, and then you get Gio and everyone
that's,
else.
Kimbrough's closing.
That's the problem is that there are that many guys
out incredible.
There that you could still sign.
Yeah, and you know what, Adam, you're so right when they talk about the analytics and how you tail off. Really struggled from 285 all the way down to 281 last year. So I can see what they're talking about, that 4-point drop off, you know, really making a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, but I had less home runs, less RBIs.
Well, of course you had less RBIs. No one was ever on base for the Orioles last year, checked.
It was a tough year for us. I mean, I never did. It was a tough year for all of us. I mean, as the team lost, I lost too. So it was a tough year for all of us, but you know, at the same time, I got the opportunity to wear a uniform, so I went out there matter what and did what I had to do.
I really respected you when it was around midseason or August when they basically said, you know, we're going to try and trade you, and you said, no, I want to be here.
Yeah, I wanted to finish out my obligation to my contract.
I like that,
and the people appreciated it. I don't know who else didn't. I could care less,
right?
But I felt that going to Philly at that time was not the best move for me. And, you know, I was going from center field. I know they wanted to call Mullins up. I told them to call Mullins up because the kid can play. And I get the transition of me moving to right field was starting to take place. I completely understand that. It's the evolution. But don't tell me that I can't still play. I mean, Torrey Hunter played till 39, 40. And
at a high level.
At a high level. And I believe I still can play at that high level. But they wanted me to go platoon and right and in Philly, and that was not something I've ever done.
Right.
Coming off the bench to pinch hit, to me, it felt like it was not good for me to do that going into free agency.
I like it.
We're going to get more into that. We got to get to break. If you happen to be tuning in right now, Adam Jones joins us, San Diego, what are we going to call you? San Diego's favorite son out here in San Diego. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. We're joined by Adam Jones. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Back on Gwynn and Chris, 5:18 The Time, and Morse High School's great baseball player, Adam Jones. 5-time All-Star with the Baltimore Orioles is in studio. Very excited to have him here. 4 gold gloves. What do you do with all your gold gloves and stuff like that, Adam?
2 are in the
give
basement.
Give them away as Christmas presents. In the basement?
2 are in the basement. No, in
oh, and on display somewhere.
Display.
Oh, okay.
2 are just in my closet.
Let me ask you a question, because I used to wonder with my dad all the time. Like, I always felt like the pictures looked nothing like him. Have they gotten better making the picture look more like you?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got my little crooked smile. And all that. Yeah. I was like, dang, they get you now. Yeah,
I'm always curious. I mean, we love high school sports around here, and devote a lot of our time to high school stuff. And I mean, you're playing at Morse High School. When do you get the feeling that, you know what, maybe it's something real that I could one day become a major league ball player? I mean, never mind all stars, never mind gold gloves, but I mean, just being good enough to play in the major leagues to me just blows me away.
All right, so this is a great story that, I mean, only people that were there that day. So, Sandy, where I'm from, obviously you don't see Porsches. So,
okay.
White Porsche just pulled down our driveway down at our high school while the game is going on. Game stops. We all look. TG hops out of it and just sits on his hood and just crosses his arms and look back. And then after the game, he came up and talked to me. We have mutual family friends also.
Right.
So that was an easy way for us to introduce ourselves. And from that point on, he just talked me and always taught me all the way through, to him passing, of you can really be impactful in this game. And every day I go up to San Diego State still and practice with him. The best thing he ever said about baseball is do things right. Everybody's talented and all that kind of stuff at the highest level, but fundamentals to me are the lost art in baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just for some reason, it's the lost art in baseball. And I grew up, I came up with the Mariners as a shortstop. We harped on fundamentals. And being with Baltimore, our coaches, Bobby D, Kirby, harped on fundamentals. So that's why Philly got Bobby D. Watch their infield defense become way better.
Okay.
Just watch that, because Bobby D he improves players. He's got a lot of gold gloves under his belt, and nobody knows about him because we was over in Baltimore. Nobody care about Baltimore in that sense. You got New York and Boston, you know. So, but Bobby D, if you look at our infield defense over the years, obviously last couple of years we slipped, but from 12 to 16, there wasn't many teams better defensively than us.
Now, going back to that, your times at Morris High, you were shortstop back then.
Me?
You were shortstop. I remember my dad.
Still am.
Was my dad's first recruit, Adam Jones was, and you were going to play short, but you end up getting drafted. You go to the Mariners.
Yep.
Tell us what it was like, you know, coming from, you know, Southeast San Diego. You're all of a sudden, you're on your own in an environment that you've never been in before. Tell us a little bit about what that was like growing up, having to grow up.
Yeah, well, it happened in a flash. You know, I go from, hey, mom, hey, you ever see mom and dad every day? Yeah, cool, how you doing? To I got a roommate, and wake up calls at 5:30, get to that park by 6 a.m. get to that park early. The day starts, you know, 7:30. Guys are out in the field rolling, and hot Arizona. That was a culture shock because I never, you know, obviously being in that schedule, I went from, you know, waking up whenever I wanted to, the high school kid. Now it's a job. I looked at it that as it's obviously a game, but it was a job, something I had to commit to. And I was responsible for myself every single day to get there on time because you're in rookie ball. You're on their schedule. They're not on your schedule. In the major leagues, different. A little different.
You kind of earn it at that point.
But, you know, I learned how to discipline myself. I learned how to be away from my family, my friends. I missed them, you know, especially the first couple of years. Then my first full season of 04 went to Appleton, Wisconsin. If anybody knows where that is at, you're a genius. it was a culture shock. I missed my parents, you know, all the time, my family and friends, especially being out there. But I know a lot of the minor leaguers get these care packages, bomb scents, the gummy bears, the Oreos, cereals, and all that kind of stuff. Just, you know, so you can feel
all the
some
health
love.
Food.
All the health food, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, all the healthy stuff. And, you know, I just learned how to be an adult. I learned how to be on my own ever since I was 17, because I signed a week before my 18th birthday. And, you know, I learned how to just be an adult on the fly. I learned how to do taxes. I learned how to understand real estate. I learned how to understand the stock market, all because baseball has taught me so many valuable things with obviously being successful at it.
Yeah. It's got, how often do you sit back and realize, I mean, I know right now you're in the midst of trying to get this next contract, and I'm sure you're going to grab it soon and be back to work, but how often do you sit there and go, man, I've really been fortunate, blessed to have the talent, the ability to play Major League Baseball and just, you know, have it go. For, I mean, 12 years, a good run, and it's going to continue for you. But, wow, I mean, I can't believe how lucky both you guys are to both be in the Major League. As I told Tony before you got here, I said, we make a heck of an outfield with you in center, Tony in right. I could just cover the left field foul line. I don't even need to move. And you two guys would take care of everything else. But how often do you get a chance to do that ever and sit back and say, man, this has really been nice?
I have. This offseason more than previous because the previous offseasons I knew where I was going. I had a contract. I knew exactly I can come here, go there, but I had to be somewhere at a specific time. I'm real fortunate right now that my wife is holding down the fort because I'm going mad. Like, I don't know where we're going to go. You know, the thing people never realize is obviously you can say the players are greedy. They want all this money. Finding residences in Arizona, which how many base 300 per team times 15, you do the math, times all the people that reside there. That's a lot of places to look for places. Granted, a lot of people will be in hotels, but there's a lot of people that are used to certain accommodations. I'm one of them.
Good for you. You should be.
You go to Florida, people generally live in their cities in Florida. I mean, it's a nice time.
You're talking about where the spring training sites
exactly.
are.
Yeah. It was hard every year getting a place in Sarasota. So what we did is we got it as soon as we left. We was like, we want to stay here again. So we were able to get the place 3 years in a row. But the housing situation for a lot of these players is something that's
difficult.
Yeah, we got kids. We got families.
We don't think about it at all as fans.
100%.
Not at all.
I know that.
Just get a hit, will you? Improve my fantasy team stats. 100%. I don't care what, you know. So no, it's true.
So those are a lot of things. And my wife's been doing a great job. We're back and forth between here and Maryland. And I just had a chance to be like, you know, I get that a lot of guys aren't getting what they've expected out of free agency. And a lot of guys still want to play and have these contracts. But I can't be mad at things not happening for me because I've had a good bite of the apple so far.
Yeah.
So I can be like, okay, But at the same time, I want a damn job. So, you know, I'm going to keep in shape and get ready just in case the phone rings.
Talk a little bit about some of the teammates that have influenced you over the years. I mean, you've been in Seattle's organization. You've been in Baltimore. Baltimore clearly has a lot of history behind it. Yeah. What guys influenced you throughout your career?
One that I've been a longest tenure player was Markakis. Didn't help me out this year, but his influence and this the professionalism that he displayed every single day. He showed up and did his job and went about his business. JJ Hardy, that you had the pleasure of playing with. I got 6 years with JJ, and every day he brought it every single day, and you know didn't complain about nothing. Oh, I know his body was hurting. JJ's body's hurting. Who else? Kirby. Wayne Kirby, I mean, me and him have been able to have a different relationship. He had me before I had a wife and kids. You know, I've been able to get close to his family. And, you know, we get close to certain coaches, and he's one of them that has had a huge influence.
You mentioned Bobby D as well.
Bobby D, because Bob, although he's the infield coach, I mean, we interact and we work together.
Right.
You know, I'm out there with the infielders. When you're a team, you work with everybody, cohesion. Scott Coolball, the hidden coach. Presley, Terry Crowley. We had such a great cohesion because we see each other so much and we talk so intimately with each other about hitting and random stuff in life because, I mean, we feel comfortable with those guys.
Yeah.
You know, we know that these walls don't, if it's the saying in these clubhouses, the walls could talk.
There would be some serious books out there.
Man, it goes straight to HBO. Yeah. Showalter, his influence on me of just the hard nose of playing the game hard, playing the game right. He was a fundamentally sound coach. You don't have to agree with how he coached, but if you played fundamentals and played the game hard, you never have a problem.
That was one I remember you coming home from a season and you saying those same words and my head kind of exploding because I've known you since you were 17 years old. I know a lot about Showalter. And it just didn't seem like that would be a good mix. But after your first season, I remember you coming back and like, I love playing for this guy.
Oh, man. He just said, he told me, he said, hey, man, just play hard, play fundamentally sound. And
you're in.
Yeah. You're going to play every day. So, all right. It's the major leagues. You don't coach in the major leagues. You strategize in the major leagues. You coach in the minors. The major leagues is all about strategy and getting the game, getting it done. And I've done anything to get the game won for us. That's what kind of player. I don't care. I don't care about numbers individually because I've always been a firm believer that if our team is doing good and we're winning, my numbers are going to be right there, especially if I'm healthy, which I've been. But his influence on me was just play the game fundamentally sound. And obviously I'm going to play hard. So, it wasn't that hard after that,
Adam Jones, he represents us so well from San Diego Morse High School, and he's been across country at the Baltimore Orioles for many years, but we've all followed his career, and one thing I want to get into when we come back, and then you're gonna have some fun with us. We do a thing called the Big Five every day, where we go over the top five sports stories of the day.
Oh, cool!
And we're gonna get your opinions on that. So we're gonna let you play radio show host. But I also want to hear a little bit about some of the things you've done in the Baltimore community because that's what we don't hear enough about with athletes. Yeah. We hear the other stuff, but we don't hear about guys like Adam Jones and all the things you've done in Baltimore and in that community. So we'll do that when we come back. It's Gwynn and Chris. Adam Jones, great to have him live in studio with us on 97.3 The Fan.
5:36 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Gwynn and Chris happen to be joined by
You're only the second best outfielder in the room today.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
That doesn't happen too often.
That was usually the case in most locker rooms anyway.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it
was. Get out of here.
Yes, it was. Adam Jones joins us here on Gwynn and Chris, kind of cycling through high school, going through his career, kind of what he's going through right now. One of the things, Adam, that a lot of people don't know is the community work you put together in Baltimore. Like I said, we've known each other for a long time. I've followed some of the work you've done, but not a lot of people know about it. Kind of go into some of the works you've done in Baltimore to help that community.
Well, as soon as I got there, obviously most teams have in place working Boys and Girls Clubs and various charities that they work with. And my Boys and Girls Club kid from here, so I just implemented myself in the Boys and Girls Clubs and just went around and asked the Orioles what things in inner city, obviously high population African Americans in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So I asked what areas can I help out in, and a guy, Matt Death, who works with the Boys and Girls Club now, just put together a bunch of things for me to do in the last 10 years. After my first year, 09, we really started to just implement ourselves in the community, and we've raised a lot of money the last couple of years. And this year we raised 125 grand, last year 100 grand.
Awesome.
And through our tailgate that we had six of them. Yeah. And money goes to getting people jobs, education, and my wife's been big in it the last few years for the process of the kids that they, well, the process of getting applications, scholarships, transportation to visits, and getting these kids to not just apply, go to high school and then just apply to go to City College. No, I go to a four-year school around. Yeah. In Baltimore, DMV, whole area, there's so many schools that you can apply to. Just in the neighboring states, and we're offering transportation to take these kids on college tours, so they can get out of the out of their comfort zone, because firm believer that people need to just get out of where they're from. And I got a lot
they
of
need
people
to see
here
something
in
different.
San Diego. Get out and go to another city for a couple of years. Yeah. It's going to be hard and all that, but get out and see. You know, I mean, I get people are comfortable, but we want to introduce these kids to something that they wouldn't be able to see, because they probably just don't have the ambition to, want to, the means to. Once you start to believe in these kids, they believe in themselves. And that's the best thing, is when you see some kids just go from high school, go into college, and then go into the workforce. That is something that is humbling.
We had somebody that worked at the, what is it, the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network on the other night?
Yes, Masson.
And Masson, and she said, the Baltimore Orioles are going to miss Adam Jones. The community is going to miss him even more. Mm-hmm. I think not a nicer thing can be said about a guy.
Right?
So it was Sarah, yeah.
That was very nice. You know,
that's a high compliment. Yeah. So, all right, are you ready to tackle this?
Wait, before you do that, I got one more question.
All right.
You know, this one came down from the boss. So
we're
going to make sure I get this one in. Manny Machado.
Yeah.
He came out west. A lot of us hadn't seen him prior to that.
And you loved him.
Well,
he can play.
He can play, but I think he kind of caught a bad rap based on some things he said. Explain to the people out there, because you were a teammate of his longer than anybody I know.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of teammate is Manny Machado?
As a teammate, phenomenal. The guy would dive. The guy, you see his defense. He plays defense, and his offense, he plays the game hard. Things happen in the game. You can have any form, any opinion you want. on that, I'm not going to. That's,
right.
You know, I mean,
right.
I've had discussions with him about it, man to man. But as a teammate, that's somebody you want on your team. Simple as that.
You want him in that foxhole.
You want him in you want him hitting three in your lineup, or you want him hitting two, because you hit two, you hit more often. So you want him on your team playing. I don't know if it's short or third, but I believe you want him on your team. Now, who's forking out the contracts for?
Well,
him or Harper, both are game-changing players, and players that are not just going to impact your team, but will boost fan base, likeliness, and
all of that.
Various other
things. Well, it's Tony and I's plan to get Harper here with Gio Gonzalez and to get Machado here with you. So we're just trying to get all of you here.
I mean, I'm a lot cheaper than them. So
there you go.
Okay, now we can go into the big
I'm
five.
Cheaper than them.
Let's see how you handle this.
It's now time for the most electrifying segment in sports radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest in the Big Five.
All right, so pretty much what I do is I just ask the guys, I bring up the top five sports stories of the day and then ask them a question about it. So let's get started, Thomas.
Number five.
All right, Rocco Mediate is a name you probably only know because of the 2008 U.S. Open playoff with Tiger Woods. Tiger won that, and Rocco pushed him to a playoff hole after Monday 18, but recently, he admitted something that may be surprising for a lot of people. He used to drink alcohol while playing competitive golf. Now, he hasn't drank since October 2017, but said, quote, absolutely I've played while drinking, because it was just normal for me. It was just a daily ritual, let's say. Was it every time? No. But most of the time when the pain came in, it wasn't going to happen. It wasn't not going to happen. I don't know what that means, but that's what the quote said. Okay. So, Adam, you're up first, being our guest. Do you think this goes on a lot more in professional sports than we know?
Drinking? I drink when I play golf.
No, that's what I was going to say. He stole my answer. Good answer.
We all drink when we play golf. How do you think we make it through a
round? That's why we go play golf.
That's right. Great answer.
That's all I got.
All right, Tony.
That's plenty.
It probably happens more often than we think. I don't know. At least in a sport like that, you know, I don't know if they could be taking shots of whiskey before going out and playing, you know, in a basketball game. But I know it happened in a baseball locker room from time to time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, didn't they used to tell those guys to hit the middle ball?
Right.
When they were maybe
Hit
the one in the middle. It probably does happen. I think it's something we don't think about at all. And I'm a little surprised to even hear somebody come out and admit that during competitive rounds of golf that they drank. I mean, maybe that's part of his recovery, I hope. For a guy
it
like
doesn't
Rocco
even
Mediate,
sound like he's admitting that he's an alcoholic. He said that he just liked to drink. So
Adam's answer was the best of the group, so I'm not going to beat it anyway.
All right.
Number four.
I don't know if you guys have noticed at all, but ESPN is now the place to go to for UFC. They're streaming fights on their ESPN Plus app, and I know I get a ton of push notifications from it. Every single Friday night, I see something, other news items that are UFC related. But for their first fight in early January, ESPN saw an immediate boost to their platform, a record-setting night with 568,000 new subscribers for ESPN Plus on the Friday and Saturday combined. But some people out there say it was just an initial surge, and they won't sustain it because they don't have big enough fights. So, Tony, you're up first. Do you think the UFC is going to grow on ESPN without big-name fights?
No. I think eventually they will put big-name fights. I mean, they had the Dillashaw.
That was their first one.
That was the first. That's a decent fight. I mean, that's not Conor McGregor by any means, but there ain't too many of Conor McGregors walking around in the UFC.
True.
So I think they're going to continue to try to put their bigger fights on ESPN Plus. Hopefully it grows the way they want to, because I think it's a good idea. It's different than pay-per-view. A lot more people on their mobile devices. It makes a lot of sense.
Chris?
Well, it would make more sense to me, not that I'm a marketing guru, but I would put some of the fights on ESPN also. Some of the bigger ones.
On the air.
Yes, so that we can get to learn who some of these guys are. I think a large part of the sports population really doesn't know a lot of who these guys are. So you put them on TV. ESPN's always on in every bar, every restaurant.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So then we start getting to know some of these guys, and then I think it'll grow on ESPN+.
Major Leaguer Adam Jones here with us. What do you think, Adam?
I don't watch too much UFC, but I agree with Chris. I believe it's great to – I mean, ESPN always has something on. They had the shot. Was it the game? Not the shuffleboard.
Curling?
No,
they had
that.
Curling on there.
Yeah, that. I mean,
cornhole.
Cornholing. I mean, if you watch cornhole, you probably want to watch somebody beat the brains out of each other. So.
I was hoping I could make it through my career without having to say that sport's name, but I didn't make it.
Number three.
Yeah. Former Oklahoma football coach Bob Stoops made a stunning announcement this morning. Did you guys see this?
Yeah, I saw this.
No. He is going to be coaching in football again, but not for who you think. Here he is talking about it this morning.
I appreciate all of you reaching out to me, Vince McMahon, and their vision for this league, for this program, and very much appreciate the opportunity to come here to a great football area, this North Dallas area, Dallas, Arlington, all the way up to Norman, Oklahoma. We consider this part of our territory as well. And at first, I thought, no, that probably wouldn't be for me. But then the more I started to analyze it and look at it, and Oliver's calling, started to think this may really fit us correctly.
I didn't ever think I would see this, but the XFL, they're going to start a league next year. And with the AAF starting this year, it will be an uphill climb for the XFL. So with a lot of teams that are out there that would have hired Bob Stoops in a second, Chris, why do you think he chose to come back to the XFL? Is it strictly money?
Yes.
That's it.
That's the way. I mean, just listen to his answer. I mean, his answer basically said, I had no interest in this until I started looking into it a little further, which means that somebody started putting zeros behind numbers, and then all of a sudden it sounded pretty good to me. So that has to be the only reason.
Adam Jones, are you a big XFL fan?
Is that possible to be at XFL fans?
Yeah, it was around.
No,
back
it
day.
Is not.
It wasn't around
yeah,
long was, enough.
He hate
oh,
me.
That.
He
yeah,
hate
exactly.
Me.
Yeah, that was the he hate me.
Right.
But do you? Why do you think he's doing this? Going back to the XFL?
I don't know. I don't know what that answer even meant because I don't know anybody in Dallas that's claiming to have a connection to Norman.
Right. Norman Oklahoma.
Or vice versa. Yeah, they don't like each other.
Yeah, that's true.
The, yeah, isn't that the Red River?
Texas and Oklahoma. Texas,
Oklahoma
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Those two states don't particularly like each other. So, yeah, that answer was all over the place for me.
So you think it's just strictly money?
I mean, most people do things for money.
Okay.
Especially if you haven't heard him in the last, what, he retired six, seven years ago?
Yeah.
Something
I know
like
he
that.
Made a boatload of money at Oklahoma, but...
He might need a little more now.
Lifestyles don't change.
That's true. That's a good point, Tony.
I'm with both of them. I think it has to be money. I mean, XFL, I mean, just think about the legacy he put together at Oklahoma and all the good he did there. Would you really want to risk it just to go because your passion for football no. runs deep and you got to do it in the XFL? I don't think so. There's probably zeros at the end of it that made all the difference in the world.
It's really weird
most
to me.
Number two.
If it ran that deep, he could have been in a junior college. Right.
Give back. He ain't giving back.
All right, there's a new term.
He's not giving back.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. If he loved coaching so much, go coach some Pop Warner kids like, and teach them how to play.
For free. For free.
Exactly.
There is a new term in baseball.
Adam's good at this. We're going to have to get him on more often.
And it has to do with injuries. I don't know if you heard this, Adam, but the league, Major League Baseball, is going to rename the disabled list to the injured list, according to an ESPN report, for fear this term was disabled could offend. I hear him already. The rules of the injured list will remain the same as before, and the new moniker actually brings the MLB in line with the other North American sports leagues. The NBA has an inactive list. The NHL has an injured reserve list, NFL injured reserve, and the PUP list. And this term's been around for 104 years. So, Adam Jones, do you agree with the change?
There's just, I mean, that, I think that's what you decided to change. Cool. If it makes them happy, yeah. If it makes them feel any better, cool. I just don't go on those lists often. So
oh, good.
Couldn't care less what they.
True.
Couldn't care less what they name it.
Tony.
Yeah. I guess yes. I mean, you fall in line with the rest other North American sports. It is interesting though. Of all the things that baseball has talked about changing. This is the one that's the first one to implement.
Yeah, probably the only one that can seemingly get done.
Chris, what do you think? It's going from the DL to the IL.
Yeah, I'm certainly not a fan of this because it really, as Adam said, it really doesn't matter what they call it. But I am a little tired of having to be so politically correct with every single thing that we say. I really.
Was there some outrage that I'd missed or something?
Exactly. We're you can't even call people disabled anymore. So why would they be worried about something called the disabled list?
We were talking about
you have to be physically challenged now. You're not disabled.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show. If you're injured, aren't you disabled?
You
Isn't
are
the same thing.
It correctly describes the
and
situation.
Down the rabbit hole we go.
Yeah, that's why I shouldn't have answered. But I am tired of being so politically correct all the time. As a sports talk show host, I find it very difficult to be politically correct all the time.
It was first brought into the National League in 1915, so that's a pretty big deal to change something like that.
I will
that.
Say baseball is, of all the sports, the slowest to make changes. So, I mean, that doesn't surprise me that it lasted that long.
Number one.
I kept this at number one because we all remember when we talked about Patrick Mahomes playing basketball, right?
Oh, yeah.
And whether or not it was okay for him to do so. I was on the side that it wasn't okay. These guys, Chris was on my side as well. Tony was a little bit different about it. But show friend Ben Volen, he covers the Patriots, he tweeted a list of prohibited activities in Patrick Mahomes' contract. And these are water or snow skiing, jet skiing, surfing, hang gliding, bungee jumping, diving, skydiving, scuba diving, rock or mountain climbing, boxing, basketball, race car driving as a driver or a passenger, riding a motorcycle, motorbike, all-terrain, or similar vehicle as a driver or passenger, use of firearms, which I think is a no-brainer, professional wrestling.
It's not a no-brainer.
You're right.
Clearly.
Professional wrestling or the like, which means, I guess, covers everything else out there, which is or the like. So, Tony, this is going to be a weird one, but do you think the Chiefs need to, quote-unquote, punish him for breaking the contract?
No. No. It's ridiculous. He didn't get hurt. He got your warning. GM called his agent. Agent called him, hey, man, you got to knock it off. Can't play no more basketball. Or at least don't get caught playing basketball. Or get hurt
or get videoed playing basketball.
Right. Either way, No, they shouldn't punish him, though. Why would there's no reason to shake the boat up at all.
Yeah, you just won MVP. Chris, what do you think?
The same as Tony.
Okay.
I mean, it's a great question. It's well thought out. I think the funniest part of the entire thing was that he cannot be a race car driver or a passenger race car driver.
They have the NASCAR during
races, they let people sit in the cars with these people?
You can go up to Fontana, and I wanted to do this forever, but you can go up there and you can either drive a car on the track, or you can ride in a car with a professional race car driver on the track.
Oh, I see.
So that's what they're probably
talking
about.
Why don't you go do that? Yeah, go do that. Let us know how that works out for you.
Really weird how he said that. Major Leaguer Adam Jones in here. What do you think, Adam?
I get both sides of it. I mean, we sign contracts to play baseball, to play football, to play basketball, hockey. I get that. But playing basketball, we play plenty of games at state.
Yes.
That is the best cardio you can possibly get. Granted, he was going a little hard. That move was tough.
It was.
Yeah, that was aggressive.
That was
move.
Real tough, man.
But I don't see a problem with it. He can be working out and
same exactly what I said.
Tear his shoulder.
That's what Tony said.
He can fall down the stairs and tear his Achilles. That happens all the time.
John Wall
cooking, cut his knife. Yeah, John Wall just tore his Achilles. So and he wasn't playing basketball. My biggest thing on that, though, is the player should now, you know, with how it all works, insurance, they can void you that way.
Yeah.
So just make sure you just don't get hurt doing it.
Right. Yeah.
Because the team who has bigger lawyers than you will say, look, you got hurt playing a sport that I didn't authorize you to play.
Right.
Void.
But Tony's correct, though, that for the Chiefs to bring this up and try to make a problem with Patrick Mahomes would be to slit their own throat. Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me? Why would you want to anger this guy right now?
You see how volatile football players are. My man Antonio Brown, don't shake the boat. He's fine, okay? He got your message. He won't play anymore, or he won't get caught playing anymore, and we'll move on.
I was a little worried that someone was going to throw like a ketchup packet onto the court so he would slip or something because he loves ketchup so much.
But
so.
It sucks that everywhere you go, people are just having their phones out.
See, I wouldn't know what that's about. So
what I'm saying that's what society is about. Everywhere we go, people just have their phones out with someone that's popular, famous.
They're trying to get someone to do something so they can go big on their social media account.
Why Dave 100%. Chappelle takes your phones away when you go see his show now? Take your phone.
It's amazing.
Everybody, put your phones up.
Love it. Kevin Hart too. And I seen like three people try to sneak, and some dude tapped him on his shoulder. Like, me and him joke. Nope, don't care.
They kick him out, or they take the phone.
Both.
Both. They take their phone and kick him out.
They kick you out.
Oh, okay.
Man, they can't take your property. But put your phone in your pocket and enjoy it.
Right.
Exactly.
Damn.
That's all for the Big Five from Gwynn and Chris.
You have any more thoughts about phone usage?
The Fan.
Before Adam goes, first of all, it's been terrific having you
in
here.
You stayed the whole hour with us, too.
Yeah, thanks so much, Adam.
Thank you.
And you did a great job on the Big Five. I want to share one little quick more story. I was a pitcher in college, and the reason I pitched is because I could not hit. I would much rather have been an everyday player. But once in an adult baseball league, I hit a home run. I hit it right down the line. The right field line at Morse High School.
Oh, wow.
Adam Jones, how far did I hit the ball?
There's no fence there.
No, field line there is. Probably
right field line. How far did it?
295.
You think 290? Really? I thought it was about 120 feet away.
295.
I appreciate that, Adam.
It's definitely Morse Pole.
Yeah, it was close. It was close. I know that. I pulled the ball right down the line, and it disappeared over the fence, and I didn't even know what to do because I'd never hit a home run over the fence before. So that was cool. I jogged, yeah. But that was Morse High 290. Nice. Wow, I feel a little better right now.
It's a nice little boat right there.
I thought he was going to say, like, you hit a 75 feet because it was short. Short porch.
Pitchers and catchers report less than a week.
Yeah, that is true. And I usually report with pitchers and catchers every year.
It's going to be a little different this year.
It's going to be a little different.
Maybe. I mean, you still got time.
We got time. Somebody can call tonight.
Exactly.
They might have called during the show.
You never know. But,
you got a couple of very nice compliments on Twitter, by the way.
Thank you. People
is just saying that they really enjoyed listening to you and all the things that you had to say and talking about the right way to play the game and good things for kids to hear. Got several tweets about your appearance. So
thank you.
Good job. You have a... If for some reason you're not playing baseball, you have a place to come whenever you'd like.
I appreciate it.
More than happy to have
you'll
you.
You'll be
any
playing
time.
Baseball, so
but I'm pretty sure you're going to be playing baseball.
I won't
baseball.
Plan on seeing you. Hey, listen, Adam, you've become one of the ambassadors, man.
You're
carrying the torch, doing a damn good job of it too, man. Good luck. Hopefully, I would love to see you in one of them Padre joints out there, but we'll see how that goes, man. Good luck in free agency, though.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I hit a home run 290 feet.
Adam Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. We're going to step away, take a break. 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.